question from Alexi Farmick posted on Saturday at 10:09 in the morning. I recently bought Charles Darwin's Origin of Species. In Chapter 1, Variation Under Domestication, the author says there are correlations to a species, color, and constitutional properties. He says that male cats, which are entirely white and have blue eyes, are generally deaf. Is this true for Drogon? Note, he said generally deaf. Drogon is from a Thai breed known as Kaumani or Diamond Eyes. They are pure white with blue eyes, but they can hear. And I know because I call him and he comes running. Okay, and of course he is the freakish cat who actually calls, who actually comes running when you call him, because most cats, when you call them, will just ignore you. Okay. Next question from Maidwart, long-time lurker here. I discovered your work as a college student in MA in the 90s. Thank you for reminding us of how old we were. I remember copying pages of The Purple Prose of Bagyo from Twisted and passing it on to my American classmates. They all thought it was hilarious. I could not stop laughing. I even loved the Auburn parody intro. Where can I get my hands on The Fireless Inferno? Second, did you and Arnel Salgado, assuming he exists, actually meet? Yes, we did. I sought him out at when he was a seminarian at, I think it was Christ the King, which is one near St. Luke's in Quezon City. I think it was Christ the King. I was with Amber Ocampo, who was the one who found a copy of The Fireless Inferno in a bookstore in Baguio, and with Tina Huyugan. And so when we were walking towards our meeting with Arnel Salgado, they both lost their nerve and decided to hang out in the car. And so I went to meet him by myself. And the main thing I learned is that it is dangerous to write ironic rave reviews of the work of people with no sense of irony, because they think they really are going to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. You know what I'm saying? So we have avoided any contact since then, because mahirap na. Okay.